don't understand. How did the elephant get its trunk?
Oh, that's complicated.
And the leopard its spots. And the rhino, where did its thick skin come from?
Just like your dad, too many questions.
But do you know the answers?
Ha!
He does know why a baobab tree was planted upside down.
Do you?
Who stuffed it in the ground the wrong way round?
Well, do you?
Children, of course I know why home sweet home is shaped like so. I'll tell you the name of the animal to blame.
Baobab.
The baobab bungler.
Baobab.
Made an awful blunder.
Baobab.
But can you guess, I wonder, just who was the baobab bungler?
Was it a monkey? Some kind of hog?
No.
A wacky old ostrich? Or a loopy frog?
No.
Was it a zebra?
A nutty giraffe?
No!
Or was it a scurry old rhino who wanted a laugh?
Now, my dear leatherettes, no rhino I know planted that tree.
Morning coney, I'm sorry.
Whose mind was mad?
Whose brain lacked cells?
Whose eyes are bad? Was he drunk? Idiotic? Totally psychotic? Just who was the baobab bungler?
Long ago, Mother Nature gifted every beast a tree. Said, go plant them, make the world a lovely, shady place to be.
But the baobab bungler couldn't care less. The tree she gave him didn't impress. He tossed it away without care, and it landed roots in the air.
Children, hide for your lives. It was someone much meaner. With eyes sharp as knives and senses much keener.
What a nasty demeanor.
Can you guess who it was?
Hyena?
Hyena!